Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like someone's always tapping into your time, energy, or even just your patience. You know that feeling when you're trying to focus, but suddenly your phone's buzzing with notifications? Or maybe you find yourself saying yes to everything, leaving no room for self-care and genuine relaxation. It's a common struggle in our always-on world. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving into the superpower of setting boundaries, those invisible lines that protect your well-being and allow you to show up as your best self. Let's face it, boundaries aren't just about saying no, though sometimes that's a big part of it. They're about defining what you value, what respects your needs, and what brings you joy. Think of them like the frame around a beautiful painting. They give structure, protect the art, and let it shine even brighter. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those rock-solid boundaries. 1. Know yourself. This is where it all starts. Take some time to reflect on your values, priorities, and what truly energizes you. What makes you feel drained? What activities light you up? Understanding yourself deeply will help you identify what needs protection. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home uninvited, right? Your energy and time are equally precious. Treat them with the same respect. 2. Communicate clearly. Saying no doesn't have to be a battlefield. Practice clear and assertive communication. You say statements like, "I appreciate you asking, but I need to prioritize my own commitments right now." You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation. A simple and direct response is often enough. Think of it like ordering food. You wouldn't hesitate to tell the server what you want, even if others are eyeing your dish. 3. Be realistic. Don't try to please everyone all the time. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? It's okay to set limits and prioritize your own well-being. Remember, saying yes to one thing often means saying no to something else. Make choices that align with your values and goals. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't agree to run a marathon every week if you had other commitments. Life's about balance. 4. Practice self-care. Boundaries aren't just about protecting yourself from others, they're also about creating space for self-care. Schedule time for activities that recharge you, whether it's reading, taking walks in nature, or simply enjoying a hot bath. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't fly a plane without refueling. Your well-being needs its own pit stop. 5. Be flexible. Life is constantly changing, so your boundaries shouldn't be set in stone. Be willing to adjust them as needed, and don't be afraid to revisit what works best for you. Remember, setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It's about finding that sweet spot where you feel empowered and respected. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's always on call for a demanding boss. She's constantly checking emails after hours, feeling overwhelmed and neglecting her personal life. One day, she decides to implement boundaries. She sets specific work hours, turns off notifications outside of those times, and prioritizes spending time with loved ones. As a result, Sarah feels less stressed, more energized, and her relationships thrive. See, building healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about saying yes to what truly matters: your well-being, your passions, and the things that bring you joy. So, what are you waiting for? Start by identifying one area where you need to set a boundary. Maybe it's overcommitting at work, letting people walk all over you, or constantly checking social media. Take a moment to envision yourself with that boundary in place. How would you feel? How would your life be different? Now, go out there and make those boundaries real. Remember, you deserve to live a life that feels fulfilling and balanced. Don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media or leave a comment below. I love hearing from you and seeing how you're putting these tools into action. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.